Buzz Baby University, how do you feel about, and look, the phones are already ringing because we asked this a few minutes ago. How did you feel about your kids sneaking out of their bed into your bed when they were younger?
Hey, Buzz, you got kids?
Yes, I do.
Okay, how old are they?
He's 15 now, and he might not make it to 16.
Okay, yes, I hear you. Amen to that. I get it. But when he was just a little mooch,
right?
Did you let him sneak into bed with you and sleep with you?
Okay. I would have, but there was a medical issue that stopped me doing it. So
okay.
I would have, but no. So I'm
medical
kind of the
issue.
Wrong guy to ask about that.
Medical issue. So it might be the wrong. Yeah.
He was a bedwetter.
Oh.
That's the medical issue?
Yeah.
Oh, is that a medical issue? That's just being a kid.
I don't want him in my bed either.
Well, that's the risk you take when you let your kids sleep with you when they're little.
I'm 50-something, and I'm already wanting the bed again.
I know, poor Jill. Well, you know what they say, and there's a lot of parents like you, not necessarily for that reason, but what happens when your kids sneak out of bed in the middle of the night and they crawl into bed with you? You will shoo them out of your bed, walk them to their bed, and it starts to get frustrating over time, right? Parents, it's a universal complaint among parents. They say that co-sleeping is said to promote confidence, self-esteem, as well as higher scores at school. So, kids who sneak into their parents' bed at night are clever and confident as adults, the study found.
Yeah, but mattresses are expensive. Yeah.
You put the pee pad down. It's kind of like the one you have for your little puppy. It's for your little baby, too.
Thanks a lot, man.
Okay, have a good day.
You too.
They say the common misconception, right, why all of us mostly get stressed out about this, is that if we allow them to sleep with us, they will never leave. We'll never be able to get them out of the bed, right? That's the common misconception.
That's what I would think, yeah.
Well, studies show that that is not true.
You know, with the boys, they never really, every so often, it would be, you know, one would be like, come on, get in bed. And I actually liked that. I wasn't like, get out. No, I wasn't like that. But they weren't really that kind of kids to come running in.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a feeling with Ellie, it might be different. Because I probably love her more. I was telling somebody last night, we were at the... a charity event, and they're asking about my little new baby daughter, and I'm like, something's different. I love my boys, but there's something different about having a girl. So now that I know this is like, hey, I already got three women in my bed as it is. I got my wife and the two dogs. May as well more the merrier. Come on.
You won't even notice. Another one. Oh, that's funny. So Buzz Baby University today. I don't know if you agree with it or not. If you strongly disagree with this, you can call us 222-2899. But kids who sneak into their parents' bed, the new study says that they end up being more clever and confident as adults.
Good morning.
Hi, Scotty.
Hey, man. How are you?
It's good. It's the dean calling in.
Oh, the dean.
I have some concern.
The dean of Baby University.
The dean of Baby University. First of all, I cannot believe out of your mouth came, I love her more than my boy.
I know, in front of everybody to see, hear.
In front of everybody to hear, I hope the boys call you up all day and rest. I wish that for you today.
Thank you.
As far as the kids sleeping, it's a great thing. I go to work very early in the morning. So on my work days, I was usually in bed by 8 o'clock.
Okay.
So when my kids were younger, it was a treat for them to come in and start going to bed with daddy. And it was great bonding time for us too, because, you know, you sit there, you play around a little bit, you watch some TV together, and you just fall off to sleep. And it built a good relationship with me and my kids, because, you know, I work from 4:30 to 5, and I miss a lot of their mornings, and I miss some time with them.
You never get to see them good on the bus and stuff, right? So you give it a thumbs up. You think it's a great thing, and it worked well for you.
I give it a thumbs up. It's a great thing. And there was a point where they just finally grew out of it. And, you know, my kids are 14 and 15 now. You know, they have no interest in going to sleep with dad. You know, I miss my kids being young sometimes, but it's always an adventure to see what the new day brings, you know, teenagers.
Of course. So. Well, thanks, man. Thanks, Dean.
All right. You're welcome.
You're a great one. Thank you. Have a great weekend, man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.